going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We've been paying a bit of attention to the NFL draft, Steve Miggs.
Yes.
Well, we are no experts.
Far from it.
But it's a good thing we have a friend in Terry Holloman, who is a bit more of an expert in the world of NFL drafts. And we've got Terry on the phone right now to talk about specifically Shedeur Sanders and what has been going on in that world. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, you guys. You're talking about an expert. I think you got the wrong number. Let me get some people you can talk to, though.
Okay, yeah, pass those numbers on to Dude, I saw you on Facebook, and you were having a blast just commenting and sharing your thoughts about this whole Shedeur Sanders thing. As a fan of football, I'm watching the draft and just blown away by what's going on, because leading up to it, people were like, yeah, you know, there's maybe some concerns about a lot of the quarterbacks, but everyone expected that he'd be probably the top pick of like that second tier of quarterbacks after Cam Ward.
Yeah, yeah. This was not a heavy draft when we're talking about talent in the quarterback area, but there were a couple of guys that I think people thought were surefire, you know, first-round quarterbacks, Cam Ward being one of them and Shedeur Sanders being the other one. I think before the draft started on Thursday, you could have flipped the coin if either one would have been the first overall pick. There was so much talk about Shedeur Sanders, his pedigree, the things that he's been able to do in college. He didn't have a great winning percentage, but if you just look at the videotape, the kid can play football. He's a very good football player. He was the Big 12 Player of the Year in 2024, and there was no really big reason in my mind why he shouldn't have been the top two or top three quarterbacks selected.
Obviously, we've been hearing about maybe he sank his own ship a bit in the pre-draft. What were your thoughts on kind of how he was handling some of those interview situations?
Well, yeah, all I can do right now is speculate on that, because, you know, and that's all anybody really can do right now, unless you're getting the word from the general managers or the coaches who were in the offices interviewing those guys. But I did hear that he seemed a little bit brash, a little bit standoffish. Somebody had mentioned that he took a FaceTime call during the interview. Now, I didn't need to confirm or deny, but I don't care what job interview you're going for. I don't care if McDonald's is hiring. Do not pick up the FaceTime during the interview. That's just my lesson to all you kids out there listening right now. That being said, that's a lot of speculation. There's been a lot of talk about his arrogance and his cockiness, and a lot of that being one of the reasons why he wasn't selected highly in the draft. I think to a certain degree, you kind of want your quarterback to have a lot of confidence. You want him to have a little swagger to him. I'm not sure if really that was necessarily the case, but his might be a little bit over the top, seeing that his dad is Neon Deion Primetime Deion Sanders.
I have so many questions. This thing is just so fast. Someone I saw said something like, this would make for a great 30 for 30. And I totally agree, because there's just so many parts. I'm like, we've had egotistical football players going into the draft before. We've had players that have had maybe overbearing parents go into the draft before, with like the Manning family. Mm-hmm. It just blows my mind that this was the one instance where it was so bad that it almost felt like, and I know maybe I'm a conspiracy theorist, but it almost felt like the league's like, nobody can draft him until the fifth round. Like, we got to teach this kid a lot. It just seems so strange to me.
Yeah, you, conspiracy theory or not, you know, there's stranger things that have happened. You know, I've heard the conspiracy theories, and some of them maybe have some validity to it. I mean, but you have to take into consideration, again, who his father was. I do compare the two when you talk about, and this is dating us right now, Steve, Taryn, is going back to when the Manning brothers were coming out
right.
and going into the draft. Their dad, Archie Manning, was kind of, you know, he had his hands on where they were going to go, where they were going to play, and things, you know, their NFL career. Fast forward to a Deion Sanders, he's told people from the very beginning he wanted to orchestrate his kid's career, and I think to a certain degree that's okay because this is someone who has been through the process. He's seen young men be taken advantage of in those boardrooms and, you know, and have their talents, you know, taken advantage of. So it's, I think on one hand, it's great to have a father that is active in your in their son's lives and their careers and want to make sure everything is taken care of. But I think a lot of these teams might have been afraid of getting a two-for-one deal, getting a Shedeur Sanders at quarterback and a Deion Sanders as a distraction.
Especially if you're planning on maybe having him be a backup for a few years and have him, like, you know, kind of work his way up to being a starter. The last thing you want is, like, an overbearing parent. And, then, like, dude, he's just a backup quarterback for us.
Not even just an overbearing parent. Like, it's one thing to have an overbearing parent, but to have your overbearing parent be Deion
yeah.
Sanders, who has the biggest microphone in the world. When he steps up to talk, get better and different, everybody's listening. So if you're a starting quarterback on a team and you have a Shedeur Sanders as your backup and Deion Sanders is on ESPN every night talking about why my son should be playing in front of you, that kind of gets in your head and it distracts your franchise. And again, I'm playing devil's advocate with all this because I'm a big fan of Shedeur. I'm a big fan of Deion, and I think that he's going to have a great career in the NFL. And this is definitely, guys, this is a story that we are going to be talking about 20 years from now.
Yeah,
guaranteed. This is definitely a story that's never going to die.
And we're chatting with former Huskies great Terry Holloman. Terry, what was your thoughts about the Seahawks and how they did in the draft?
My goodness, I had some have somebody pinch me to wake me up to make sure it was real. This was the best Seahawks draft I've seen in decades, literally decades. You know, normally I used to sit down and get excited to watch the draft of the Seahawks and get my popcorn ready, and then it'd be like, the Seahawks trade their first round draft pick or something to the third round or something crazy. Or they pick up somebody and you're like, why did they do that? But this year, they got exactly what they wanted. Fans know that we needed to solidify that offensive line, and right out the gate, they got a big guy in the name of Gray Zabel out of North Dakota State. This is a guy that's going to come in right away and make a difference on that offensive line. They're going to plug him in, and he's going to fit day one and start playing. I think the fans are going to love this guy here in Seattle. He's a good old boy. He's a salt-of-the-earth kind of guy. Give you a little bit of fun fact about Gray Zabel, guys. Gray Zabel said that his mother named him after Grey's Anatomy. So there's a Seattle connection right there, right?
It was meant to be. Bush Light drinking, farmer.
We love him.
But here's the thing. He found out later in life that Grey's Anatomy debuted 3 years after he was born. His mom lied to him.
Oh, brutal.
He's got a good sense of humor, or he's able to figure out how to navigate through trauma. One way or the other, we love
it. Terry Holloman, thank you so much for joining us this morning to talk a bit about the NFL draft. If people want to follow you on Instagram, the handle is at Terry Holloman. Let's go Hawks.
Go Hawks. I'm ready for it. Love you guys.
All right, take care, my
friend.
Thanks,
Terry.
The Daily Knicks Show.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.